This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ken Hoagland, who's chairman of the Online Tax Revolt campaign, a free interactive march on Washington that will culminate on Tax Day, appropriately, April 15th. He joins me now to describe what it's all about and what the folks would like to see in terms of changes to the U.S. tax code. And Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Great to be with you.
How did the revolt get started?
Well, there was a feeling by a lot of people around the country that between work and raising families and keeping body and soul together, although they knew in their hearts that the tax system had become badly broken and badly corrupted, they could not actually march on Washington. So we came up with a new technology that allows you to choose a graphic representation of yourself, march on Washington under various team leaders, Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's eldest son, myself, Joe the Plumber, and many others. And we will arrive in Washington from all over the country. You watch your progress every day on a Google Earth map. And we'll arrive with people who do have the means and the times to come physically to Washington, D.C., for what may be the most powerful tax protest since Boston Harbor. We all know it's broken. We all know the tax system is very good for those in Washington, very bad for all the rest of us. So fair taxers, flat taxers, Tea Party patriots, everybody who just knows that the system has to get better, we're coming together to march on Washington.
Ken, certainly folks have seen the demonstrations, whether it was on Tax Day last year, the rally in Washington on September 12th, as well as some other protests around the country. Do you think an online version of this is going to have the same impact as getting folks in person?
Well, it all comes down to the numbers, Greg. It's a good question. We know that we're going to have tens of thousands of people physically in Washington. The way that this has been growing, we're seeing about 1,000 new people join the online march an hour. And we think that is just going to snowball to be even more powerful. So if we have 400,000 or 500,000 people, maybe more, coming together with those who physically travel to Washington, it either better wake them up or folks back in Washington might start thinking about a new job.
How many have signed up so far?
Right now, as we speak right now, we've got about 75 to 80,000 people, and over the last 3 days, we've seen that grow by 1,000 an hour.
That's incredible, given that it just started several days ago.
Right.
You mentioned in one of your statements, Ken, obviously, and you mentioned a moment ago that people think taxes are too high, the system's too complicated, too corrupted. Is there any consensus on what the proper tax code, tax structure ought to be in this campaign?
Well, for me, it's the fair tax. But for others, like Dick Armey and the Freedom Works folks, it's the flat tax. Others think that maybe the income tax system can still be salvaged. So, I think that the main consensus right now is that it's broken, that it's hurting the American economy. It bedevils every single taxpayer. And there's just example after example, Greg. The alternative minimum tax, originally designed to capture taxes from the wealthy, now working-class Americans are defined as wealthy. Married people pay more than single people living together. We're double and triple taxed. Death itself is a taxable event. There are just so many examples. American producers having to build in up to 20% of their retail price as a hidden tax cost. It's driving American companies offshore. It's giving foreign competitors an unfair advantage. All of us can agree that the tax system has become corrupted. They're selling off pieces of the tax code every single day for profit and power. And we'll work out. We're a smart people. We're a wise people. We'll work out the best solution. I vote for the fair tax. Others vote for other things. We're going to work through those things. What we all agree upon, Greg, is that the system has to be changed.
We're talking with Ken Hoagland, chairman of the Online Tax Revolt campaign. And Ken, as we mentioned, this just started several days ago, and it will culminate here in Washington on April 15th. What about beyond Tax Day? Obviously, the system won't be reformed by then. What other ideas do you have going down the road? Will you get involved with the elections coming up or anything else?
Well, I think as we saw in Massachusetts, you've got a resurgence of the American people. This is not evidence that the government is broken, as we're hearing out of Washington the last week or two. This is evidence that the American people have remembered what has been forgotten in Washington. We have a rightful role in dictating government policy, in dictating how our government serves us. That was the whole idea that followed the last big tax protest, the one in Boston Harbor, that this would be a country of, by, and for the people. We've gotten away from that. So after April 15th, you're going to see people making their will known at the polls, just as they did in Massachusetts. There are more surprises in store for those who ignore this growing voice. But we can start out with the idea, and let's see our elected officials come around to this. We've got a tax system that's very good for those in the political elite and very bad for everyone else. So let's get that changed. That's a good place to start. It fuels the unchecked growth of our government. It hides our taxes from us. So we've divorced the cost of government with personal wealth and labor. That has to change. We've got to get rid of these injustices in the system.
Well, to sign up and either be part of the Online Tax Revolt or at least learn more about it, go to OnlineTaxRevolt.com. Ken, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg. See you on the march.
Ken Hoagland is chairman of the Online Tax Revolt. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.